And it's just gone 10:05 here on Lifeline this morning. And I'd like to welcome my first guest to this morning's programme. And it's Anthony Flynn, who is the director of Inner City Helping Homeless. Anthony, good morning to you and welcome to Lifeline.
Good morning.
How are you?
Not a bother.
I came across you guys on Facebook there recently, and the group that you've set up is after taking off hugely, as we said, Inner City Helping Homeless. The reason that we're going to talk to you this morning is to tell us a little bit about the work that you're doing, and also you're trying to get participants to take part in the Florida Women's Mini Marathon as well, so we can address that as well.
Yeah, we have the Mini Marathon coming up in June. We started off last November, a small group going out feeding the homeless in Dublin. Basically, we've grown into being a registered charity over the last month.
Yeah.
So our first big fundraiser will be the Women's Mini Marathon now on June the 2nd.
And have you got many people that are going to take part in that?
Well, we've only advertised over the last couple of days, and between our own volunteer base, we're probably up over 100 people that will actually do the marathon on our behalf. So we'll be still looking for volunteers that will come on board and do it. So that's why we're here this morning.
Well, I mean, that's a lot of people to be getting to do it, Anthony. 100 people. Well, like, fair play to you. Well done. You're helping the people that are homeless in the inner city. It must give you a great sense of, you know, doing something in the community for yourself and the people that are involved in it.
Well, at the moment, there's near enough to 2,500 people being accommodated in hotels and B&Bs and the likes of that around Dublin City. On a nightly basis, we were out last night doing our homeless run, and there was 54 people fed on the streets last night that would have received food parcels and clothing parcels from our volunteers that were out last night.
Yeah.
So that's something that we see on a nightly basis while we're out. You know, that's actually down on a normal Wednesday night. An average Wednesday night could be anything between 60 and 80 people that will be fed by the volunteers that are out
tonight.
So there's a problem, big problem, in regard to homelessness in Dublin. We started off something very small last November, and our first night that was out, that we actually arrived out onto the streets, we had over 100 volunteers arrived down feed homeless. We had more volunteers than we had homeless people at that stage.
Isn't that gas, isn't it?
Which was great, you know. Yeah. It was absolutely fabulous to see that the amount of community spirit and people that actually arrived down on the night was unbelievable.
Yeah.
We've become a little bit more organised now and broke the groups down and the numbers down in regard to volunteers that are going out onto the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And spread it out then over a couple of nights.
Yeah.
But again, while we're out, the numbers that we're seeing and the amount of people that we're seeing on a weekly basis out there is unreal. In a little under 3 months, we fed nearly 2,000 homeless people in Dublin.
That's some achievement, Anthony, and yourself and the people that are volunteering. Well done. And you know what? It's great to see such community spirit. But that's remarkable, the fact that you went out the first night and you had more people volunteering than there was homeless. You know what I mean? I know you're saying, you were telling me yesterday that you have your volunteers in such a way that they don't have to go out every week. You have it rotated, which is a fantastic idea too, because it means that you're going to keep volunteers rather than some people get fed up, you know, volunteering and, oh, I'm not going to do this every night. Where if it's not every, you know, week or something like that, people will be inclined to stay on board.
Well, instead of hitting people on a weekly basis, we've managed to bring on some volunteer coordinators, and basically they will lay out a month and volunteers will be asked to come out at least one day.
Yeah.
So you're not being hit to go out every week.
Yeah.
And again, the amount of people, the response we've had from people, and it started in the north inner city, and we have volunteers travelling from as far as Loud. That will come up, we'll come up on a night and do a run for three or 4 hours around the town in Dublin and go home. When volunteers went out, we acquired new offices over the last week in conjunction with Clwyd Housing, and basically we started working out there over the last week, and the volunteers would have went out at 11 o'clock last night and come back in off the streets then about 3 o'clock this morning.
Wow, that's unbelievable. And you said last night that it wasn't as busy as it would normally be.
No, 54 would have been on the low side of what we've seen. You know, we said December would have been our busiest month.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we were only there 3 months, but December would have seen us feed out between 100 to 120 people on a nightly basis.
Wow.
Which is a lot of people to be feeding in Dublin.
Yeah, it's sad, isn't it?
It is.
Anthony, tell me this. Is there many children on the streets?
We've come across mothers with children on the streets. And again, a thing where that's obviously a difficult thing to walk into with a mother with a child.
Yeah.
Especially, we don't go out till 11 o'clock at night. So anybody that we actually see is on the streets because they won't get into a hostel after 10 or 11 o'clock at night. So if we bump into somebody, they're on the streets for the night. So again, we try and provide people with as much information as we can. Our volunteers would have a leaflet that would give people in regard to where the hostels are, you know, the Dublin City Council telephone number in regard to beds, and a list of all the different organisations that they can go to and what they can do for them in regard to giving them help as well. The age range around people that are on the streets, it's crazy. There's people from 70 and 18 years of age right through to 70 and 80 years of age.
Jesus.
On the streets. We come across one individual that we meet every week, an old lady in her 70s.
Oh, God.
Can't wait to see us come. You know, cup of tea, sandwich, if there's clothing there that we can provide her. And can't wait to see us coming on a weekly basis.
So you're kind of, I suppose it's great in a way that you're touching base with people, and I suppose if there's problems there that are being missed by social workers and stuff like that, maybe you guys are picking up on it and it's giving a little bit extra hope to these people.
Our own volunteers, like, again, if they didn't see that lady over a week, they'd be worried. Mm-hmm. And they're back into the office and they're like, I haven't seen that individual on the streets, maybe there's something wrong, you know. So We kind of started to build up a rapport with people that are out there and people that are on the streets, you know, and people actually at 11 o'clock at night, a queue starts forming at the GPO. We've two bases, one at the GPO in Dublin and one at St. Stephen's Green. And we walk both sides of the city then for the night. So people are expecting us to be there now on a nightly basis when we're out, you know.
Oh, my God. You know, I'd say, like, that woman, you're saying that she does have a smile on her face when she sees you coming. That's just, do you know what I mean? That pull on the old heartstrings there, Anthony, you know. And I'd say that you it's probably hard to kind of take a step back and not to have feelings for people. And I mean, I don't mean feelings as in feelings of love, but feelings of worry and, you know, concern for people.
Definitely. And especially around the age range around our volunteers is varied. We've had people, and it's great to see that people in their young 20s or their early 20s have come out and been involved. But then again, the emotional attachment to actually being out there on the streets as well, you know, you need to kind of, and we would have a briefing before we'd allow anybody out onto the streets, and you do need to explain to people that, you know, when you're out there, you need to have that step back, and it's not a case of going out and wanting to bring. We'd want volunteer that she's an older lady, and her attitude would be, we'd love to bring them home, you know.
God.
But that's not the way it is. What we have, and I think we filled the gap over the last couple of months in regard to the homeless service or frontline service that's there in Dublin. At the moment, there is other organisations that are out doing what we do. Some of them do it an awful lot earlier. Some of them do it during the day. I don't think there's anybody out as late as we would be out on the streets. But the emotional attachment in some cases can be hard. You know, people need to be told, look, you need to take that step back and look at it from a different point of view. You know, you're helping somebody that's out there.
So you're telling me that the only people that are out on the streets after that is the police, really? Dublin Fire Brigade and stuff. So, like, that's it. You are absolutely on your own. End of story. And if you don't it's terrible, isn't it? And when you say that you have food, I want to talk as well about how people can donate and what they can donate, because we were talking about that yesterday. Like, I have a few coats and I can't wait to get them into you. We're going to talk about where people can drop them into you as well. Now, yous are based in and around Sean McDermott Street, Killarney Street there.
We've taken over the new offices on Killarney Street, 37 Killarney Street, over the last week.
Yeah.
We'll organise the fourth Saturday of every month that we do a clothing drive.
Yeah.
And we'll have clothes dropped into the offices on the Saturday between 12 and 2. And those closed down will be sorted out into packs. And when we go out, it'll be on the pack what's available, and they'll be handed out. In regard to food, we've been very lucky in regard to our food donations over the last couple of months. A lot of local businesses, we signed up with an organisation called Food Cloud, who basically will collect food from Tesco's and Dunn's and different organisations around Dublin at night time, and they will let you know what's available first thing the next morning. So we can go and we can actually collect some food, and we can redistribute that then out onto the streets.
That's brilliant. Is that organisation, Anthony, sorry for cutting in there, is that organisation Food Cloud, is that down near Killarney Street?
They're actually based in Fisbury.
Oh, right, it's a different organisation that I'm thinking of.
It's an online app. Basically, you get it to your phone. They send you a text message with exactly what's available, where it's available. You reply to the text message if you can click that field. And once you've done that, the field will be made available to you in the shop then when one of our volunteers arrives to collect them. Which is great, you know. So it means there's no food waste from their point of view.
Yeah.
And a lot of the stuff, 99% of the stuff that would be received from them would be top quality, you know. The likes of bread, meat, things like that. You know, we can put that back together and send that back out onto the streets on a nightly basis. So it's amazing that somebody came up with that idea. Instead of the likes of those shops having tons of waste on a weekly basis.
Ah, God, you know something, that's just brilliant, that is. It's great. And, you know, like, I'm upset now to know that after you guys go home, that them people are left there. It doesn't matter what their circumstances are, that they're in our city. You know what I mean? Yeah. And you can't ignore it. Like, what if you, and as well as that, saying that you have come across children on the streets, and I said, that's horrendous, you know. In your opinion,
if you walk down, if you walk down Henry Street at night time, our first five clients will be on Henry Street at night time.
Yeah.
So basically, from 11 o'clock, we arrive at the GPO and we're down onto Henry Street. And before you hit the end of Henry Street, you would have fed five people coming down Henry Street alone. That's people just sleeping in doorways.
Oh, God.
You know. The government have promised that they'll eradicate homelessness by 2016 in Dublin. There's no way is that going to happen. There's absolutely not a hope is that going to happen. With the numbers that we'd be feeding on a weekly basis, for the government even to say that they're going to eradicate homelessness by 2016 is a joke. There's no way is it going to happen.
I mean, you turn around and you hear stories about, oh, they're homeless and this, that and the other, and we have all seen the programmes on the telly, and they do pull on the heartstrings, but you kind of think to yourself, should they be grand, they'll get into a hostel. But then when you're coming on and you're turning around saying after 3 o'clock in the morning, but that was the time that you finished up at last night, which is like, you're doing a lot of work there, that's giving up a lot of time, and then people are just left there, and it's so sad that now, at the end of the day, you are doing the best that you can, you're helping these people, you're doing the clothes, you're giving them the clothes when you have them. And I want people that are out there this morning that are listening to this broadcast to donate to you guys. Now, I know that you haven't got your bank account set up properly for to receive funds, and that we're going to update the listeners with a quick slot next Thursday morning. You've agreed to that already, Anthony, and we're going to do that next Thursday. But in the meantime, if people, Anthony, tell me again, right, it's 37 Killarney Street. If people
37
want.
It's 37 Killarney Court.
Killarney Court.
Is the address. And it's Inner City Help and Homeless. And our email address for volunteers then, anyone that would be interested in coming out on a night, or anyone that would be interested in volunteering, if they send an email to us, we've a volunteer coordinator there who will get back in touch with them and basically give them what nights we have available. And it's innercityhelpandhomeless@gmail.com. That's the email address.
Inner City Helping Homeless.
@gmail.com.
Now, Orla Lloyd, if you are listening, that's the information that you were looking for. I don't know, there's somebody put up a comment there on Facebook. They were interested in becoming a volunteer, but I'll send her a message about that later, and I'll actually post the email up myself on my own Facebook. Right, so the donations, getting back to the donations, clothes, we're talking about clothes. I mean, last night was a horrible evening and it was raining.
Yeah.
It was a damp old night. Now, it wasn't as bad as the last few weeks have been, but in saying that, that's no fun if you're sleeping in a doorway.
Mm-hmm. And what we find is that the council are supposed to be providing sleeping bags to these people. If they arrive at a hostel and they can't get into a hostel,
yeah,
generally the thing is that you will be provided with a sleeping bag.
Mm-hmm.
So the hostels are full from 10 o'clock at night, so people that are out there, there's not even sleeping bags going out onto the streets and providing. So a big thing will be sleeping bags for us. If we can get our hands on sleeping bags, we'd put them out there at night time. So anyone out there that has sleeping bags, again, if you watch our Facebook page, you know, City Helping Homeless, you'll see what days the clothing drives are on and stuff to be dropped in. And if we can get our hands on sleeping bags, they go to good use.
Yeah. And I suppose as well, Anthony, another thing is, like, these people, when they wake up in the morning, they're probably starving, they're probably looking for a breakfast or something to eat. And it's, I mean, we all get the smell of a fry in town, especially in the morning. I mean, I know you'd go into town, you wouldn't even be thinking about food, and then the bang of fry hits you and you're like, oh, for the love. Do you know what I mean? All around that area where you're talking about there, the Corn to Kylemore and that. And, you know, maybe they're leaving their stuff there, their sleeping bag or their coat, and going off trying to get a bit of food, and by the time they come back, it's gone.
Well, by the time they come back, it's gone. A couple of weeks ago, we'd been out. We provided one guy over Smallland Street with a sleeping bag. He was back with us 20 minutes. He was after being assaulted, and his sleeping bag was after being taken off him.
Oh, God. What was it stolen on him?
It was stolen. Somebody else, another homeless person, had came and taken his sleeping bag off him. And again, our supplies are limited, and you know, if we haven't got sleeping bags, we're out there with jackets and tops and anything else that we can that we can give people, you know.
Yeah.
So a big problem is that the hostels are full. There's a hostel on the north side of Dublin city centre, and they accommodate 80 people a night, and we check in with them at the end of the night and actually give them whatever food we have left over.
Mm-hmm.
Before we come off the streets. And every night that we've been out, we've asked them, how many people have you got in? 80.
Yeah.
They've 80 beds and they've had 80 people in every night.
Yeah.
So they have to refuse people at the door and tell people.
It must be,
and when they ring the phone number, they tell people, no, look, we've no beds left.
Yeah. I'd say that's hard for them as well, you know, it's not easy.
No, it's tough, and again, it's tough, you know, even if the people that are on the streets and cold and wet and damp, it's harder for them, you know.
Yeah.
So, look, there's a problem, and Dublin City Council or the homeless executive, they haven't faced the problem. An extra 1,983 people entered homelessness in Dublin last year in 2013. An extra, that's nearly 2,000 people had registered as homeless in 2013.
My God.
That's a major, major problem.
Yeah.
There's 4,500 people seeking emergency accommodation from Dublin City Council at the moment, and only 2,500 people are actually being accommodated. And those people are being accommodated in hotels and B&Bs and other facilities around Dublin. So it still means that there's 2,000 people in Dublin that are seeking emergency accommodation, but there's nowhere to put them.
God love them, do you know that? It's just, and how, you know, people are trying to get on with their lives, and I have a colleague of mine here, Anthony Sean, he just wants to ask you a question. Is that okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, dear Sean.
Hi, Anthony. No, it's not a question.
Hey,
I was just saying, listening to you here, and it's heartrending what you're telling the nation here.
Mm-hmm.
And it shouldn't happen. Anyway, I just remembered, I have a sleeping bag in my attic. I'm going to give it out and donate to you. And by the way, as we're speaking, I was actually born in Killarney Street.
So
we're about 47 there, we are beside Killarney Court.
Now,
yeah.
That's the new premises, so you can drop
your
sleeping bag.
Best of luck to you. And it may or may not be of use to you. My late wife used to always do the novena grace, and I'm doing it now in our memory. So my special intention is going to be that government will wake up to this, because they took action about the banks, and now it's buts or ands about it. Now, the other end of the spectrum, the poor people that you're talking about. And I heard Father McVerdy in an interview not too long ago saying something like 60 million would sort this out.
Yeah, and in December, they spent 1,536,000 accommodating people in hotels and B&Bs and emergency accommodation. So the amount of money that they're spending putting people into emergency accommodation, they could be doing up the likes of the Docklands and doing up the ghost estates around
and all that, yeah, exactly, exactly. But the point I'm making is simply this: on the top end of the scale, you can bail out banks by hundreds of billions, and at the other end of the scale, 60 million, and even if it was 100 million, we're still talking very small potatoes, relatively speaking. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? That what it needs is the political will to do it. Now,
Kenny did say that he would eradicate homelessness by 2016. So we'd ask Enda Kenny and his government, where is the plan to do that, and how does he think he's going to do it? And I'd ask the minister, the minister for housing, the junior minister for housing, to come out with us on our runs.
Yeah.
Come out with us on our runs on a weekly basis and have a look at actually what's going on the streets of Dublin.
Yeah.
And maybe then she might wake up and realise
what
the problem is in Dublin.
Yeah, and Anthony, especially that what you're saying there about when you leave the streets to yourself and the other volunteers, that's it. They're on their own and it's sad.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Anthony, we're going to have to wrap it up there. Just before we let you go, Anthony, just to remind the listeners that you're totally... voluntary organisation. You've no funding at the moment. There's no funding in place, so you're dependent on people's generosity.
No. Everybody that's involved is a volunteer, and everything that we receive has been received by donations at the moment. So that's how we're doing what we're doing on a weekly basis.
Anthony, how can people get involved if they want to do the mini marathon for inner city helping homeless?
If people send an email to innercityhelpandhomeless@gmail.com with their details and let us know that they express the interest that they want to do, we'll be back in touch with them. We'll send them out a registry pack that they can send back to us then.
Excellent.
And we get them registered.
Anthony, hopefully next week you'll have the bank account set up for people who might want to donate, and you might be able to come back on it for a short, if little stint next week, if you wouldn't mind.
We will indeed, no problem.
Okay. Anthony, I want to wish yourself and your colleagues and all the people who are involved in inner city helping homeless the best of luck in the future, and I hope that you get all the support that you need, and well done to you and the guys there.
No problem. Thanks very much for the call.
Not at all, Anthony. Thank you so much. Take care, Anthony. And that was Anthony Flynn there, the director of Inner City Helping Homeless, and I'll be giving out Anthony's information before we let you go. It's 10:30, folks. Don't go anywhere. Back in a mo.
Download the podcast and catch up on your listening at near.ie.
Near FM.